Good Tuesday morning. It is time for Business of the Week with Preston Peterson, owner of Northland Auto in Humboldt. Huge move for Northland Auto to the old Shopko location, which would be on Highway 3 West. Preston, you're running around like a chicken with its head cut off. What is going on this week? What's going on today?
You know, you're no fool in there when I'm running around running circles today. But no, we're still unpacking boxes, getting computers set up. You know, we had a little bit of traffic yesterday, just some people wanting to check out the new facility. You know, as we said yesterday, we're not officially done with it by any means. We still got those windows to put in, but you know, we've been excited. The people that have walked in and just, I think mouths have opened when they walk in that front door. So it's very fun to see that and see people's reaction on what we're accomplishing here.
I know it's a nice addition to Humboldt, and I'm sure to, you know, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and of course you have the catering to the used market as well, or the pre-owned. Right now, you're on hold with your license until you get everything updated to the new location, but you have quite a bit of inventory. I'm very impressed. I know it's parked on the east side of the lot there, but I anticipate that you're going to be getting some more inventory than what you've carried before.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we're going to increase inventory. And, you know, I'll hit on that first spot you said, you know, about being a good thing for Humboldt. And, you know, we've always wanted to, over the last couple of years, we've been wanting to, you know, dump some money into one of our buildings and kind of show people that we want to be here in the community for a long time. And we're very, very community involved. That's just not just me, but my wife and all the workers that we have. We try to keep everything local. And we wanted to, like I said, show everybody that we'll be here long term. Inventory wise, yes, everything's parked off that east end at the current moment. As we get our license back, you'll start to see those cars move into more of a presentable line. And then we're going to keep adding inventory this week. We have probably at least a dozen vehicles sitting over waiting in the detail department, and they're still working. So we'll keep kicking more vehicles out here, but eventually here soon, we should be kicking these things around for people to view and drive by a little easier.
One thing that caught my eye is the white with the black accent package. It's, that Ram truck, the 1500, I had to pull up and I see that it's, what do they call it, an e-torque versus it's a 5.7 Hemi e-torque. What is that? I'm curious.
So e-torque is just, it's a slightly different motor. It's going to be basically a battery assist takeoff. You also are going to get, these vehicles are shut down at a stop sign, stop lights, conserve fuel. So it's better for the economy. Better for air, cleaner air. It's kind of the concept behind these motors. As these companies start to focus more on hybrids and electric vehicles, you're going to start to see more and more of these as we continue to produce inventory.
And I'm sure as far as torque, the pulling power, none of that changes. It's just kind of how the engine and vehicle works and conserves energy. So still going to be a workhorse for you. Well, it is a sharp-looking vehicle, and I know that you have some great-looking trucks and SUVs. You're doing well on inventory.
Yeah, no, we've been doing very well on inventory. Seems like we've been getting it fairly quick. You know, it's been a little bit slower than normal, but it hasn't been too bad here as of late.
Preston, anything else before we conclude today? I know you are going to be featured all week long, so we have three more days, but I don't want to leave anything out. Anything else for the good of the cause?
As you know, we'll keep continuing giving updates as we go this week. You know, hopefully the guys can start sheetrocking the front today, and then I'll kind of close everything up on your first walk-in. So visually, it's going to change on a daily here, and we'll kind of keep everybody up to date on what's going on.
Thanks for the update, Preston.
Oh, yeah, and before I take off, Pat, we want to wish the best to that Humboldt Wildcat basketball team down there at State. Go Cats.
Preston Peterson, the owner of Northland Auto in Humboldt, moved to a new location, and construction is a constant for a little while, but that's all part of progress. Preston, thanks so much for joining us today on Business of the Week.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pat.